So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be very brief because this presentation actually is a preparation of another completely work. And the gyrospinning system is, to some extent now, we can say very old, since 75. So that is more than 30 years, but still attractive for some people to compare the gyro spinning with the plied yarn and the single yarns. So, as we can see from this diagram, which is well known for each spinner, that the gyro spinning actually has here, the branches has actually some twists, and then they are twisted together, so that is some sort of plied yarn. And here the process, which is well known, I said that is before 30 years or more, this system was introduced to the industry by the Australian people. And either the conventional system of producing plied yarn is plying and then twisting. So in this work, it is, as I said, it is nothing actually new about it, but just only many works have been presented before where they have presented the single yarn and gyrospun yarn and the plied yarn. But to produce this plied yarn, it goes more processing, doubling and then twisting, yeah? So that here was not so fair comparison. But here in this work, this is the only plus in this work I can say myself, that is all of the yarns have been tested on the cone shape. That means the singles and even the gyro have been known to a cone shape one. Here we can see very clearly this is the plied yarn. Yes, we can see it here as the two yarns here. There's the gyro one, which we can see to some extent the as some ply yarn and the normal single yarn. And here are just only for demonstration the hairness and the diameter of that that's the gyro one, and that is of the ply one and the single one for different counts from 60 over 2. That means that is NE is different. Now, very interesting thing, not in this work before, somehow we have tried to find out the effect of the alpha on the yarn hairness. We have used, again, our program, something like the D yarn, which I have spoken before, the H yarn one, for measurements of the hairness from the user. We can see here in the first slope, that is the H value from the user, and here from our calculations, which are significantly the same. But in our program, this H diagram, we have said before, this is a bimodal, based on bimodal distribution, so that here the hairness have been modeled to a short one and long hairs. Yes, and we can see here for the single one is about, for example, H1 is about 3.7, and for the gyro is less 3, and for the plied yarn is about 4. And here is the longer part or the longer hair, which is for singles a 5, I mean for the same twist factor, and for the gyro is less 4, and for the plied is about 6. So that means what? And even here, in we can see also the percentages of the short fiber and the long hairs. Yes, which is here about 0.3, and for here is about 0.7, and for the gyro, to some extent, less, that is, which is not so good, as short fibers are less then it is not so good as if there is amount of short fibers. Higher short fibers, higher short hairs means that is warmth and good hand and so on. And in this case, in generally can say that is here is the use of measurements is for signals, for the singles are higher than the Sairo, and applied is the most worst one. As I said, that is the comparison here based on the singles of the same count or Sairo in the same count in a Bopin form, yeah? And the Sairo is in a cone form, yeah? So that it is true because the applied yarn have passed two more processes, that means doubling and twisting. But here in this one, it is already, all the yarns are given after to be winded in a cone form. So here is the harness again. and we can see here for this, the Sairo one is almost everywhere from the edge is to some extent actually less hairs than the both other yarns. Even to some extent, it is actually less here, but both of them are surely here is a significance level of them. And taking in consideration that the Zweigel one for measurements of the hairness is completely different principle than the Euster one, it gives somehow some sort of different counts of the number of the hairs at different lengths refer to the whole measured length. So I mean that is completely different and also gives sometimes and or many times gives a contrast or contrary to the hairness measurements. And thanks God that the user has took over the Zweigli hairness meter so that they can maybe now make somehow order in this occasion, because you are saying, yes, you are measuring on the Zweigli, you get some numbers, yes, and measuring on the user, which is give another numbers, and they are, this said that is bad, it is good, yeah? So now both of them are in the hand of the user, and I think that they will good. But according to our problem here, that here we can see that is the the plied yarn have less hairs, and contrary to what I said before, that is because already the Sairo spun have been worn to a cone shape, yeah, and maybe due to the twist mechanism on the Sairo spun, it makes to some extent hairy after processing, which is very interesting. That is only the thing which is, you can say, interesting in this work. Also, maybe the plied yarn, we can see here in the to the left for the count 20, yes, is to some extent higher for the short fibers content S1 and S2. Here we have tried to make a relative cumulative curve of the three curves which has been fitted to an exponential one on the form of y equal to a constant multiplied by e to e some value to the x. And we can see here that is, for example, how quick the slope of the curves, that means how quick are the short fibers come to the long fibers are going quickly. We can see here, for example, that here is the exponential is 1.2 for the plied yarn, and here is for the Sairo spun e to the point minus 0.9, you can say 9, and for the single is about 0.-5. That means here we can see is also, here is the cumulative one, not as which is Zweigl is giving, yeah? Because Zweigl is giving the absolute values from 1, that means from 0 to 1. All the fibers just only in this category. And 2, that means only the number of hairs which actually has 2 millimeters. But here it is a cumulated curve, and we can see here according to the exponential, it is very good correlation and could be expressed in this way. Now to the iron tenacity, we can see here that is actually to some extent one can say that is Cyro, but it's not true because of the significance level are the same, so that is not of as many of articles said that is higher strength, which is actually, if you are taking consideration statistically, it is not so high. It is to some extent higher values. And the elongation is also the same. And it also the work of rupture, you can see here, that is not actually a complete significance, but we can say to some extent that is. And irregularity also. So at the end, I would like to say that is the main feature is, or the most important thing in the cyrospun is not bad quality. It is very comparable with the plied yarn in sure in the region of these medium counts, medium to coarse counts. And economically, because you can spin and ply at once rather than to spin singles and then plying and then twisting. And I mean, this is the second thing also which I would like to say, that if we want to compare the parameters of these yarns, we should take also the form, not just only the spinning system directly from the cup here and from here from the cone, and to arrange it. This will lead us to some bad conclusions. Thanks for your good listening.